You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
So,
all right, now I can talk.
Beautiful.
Let Tom have a word. Let's go to Chris. Chris, go ahead. We have seconds now, or minutes.
Yeah, I know you guys are up against it. Listen, I'm glad you have the tapes, because from my point of view, this could be used in a future criminal proceeding. The firefighters from the documentary last night, if you see other clips of them, they testify to explosions in the buildings. And this is not meant to dishonor anybody on 9/11, because I feel for the families, I feel for the people that were betrayed by the rogue elements of the government that pulled off the attacks. And
What is this conspiracy?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You're thinking that someone in the government blew up the World Trade Center?
Not the legitimate government, but the buildings. It's impossible for the physics involved for the towers to collapse the way they did, at the speed they did. Look at Building 7. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. It's been proven.
You believe it was rogue helicopters?
Do you think there were explosives in other parts of the building? Is that what you're saying?
There were explosives in both towers and in Building 7. It's proven. You can go online and you can see the evidence for yourself. You can hear the testimonies of the firefighters. I don't know if you remember the firefighter last night towards the end of the documentary with the bloody nose, and he's drinking some water and he's sitting down with another partner. He testified to explosions. The captain with the short grayish hair that retired, you can hear him and the other guys that were at the station.
Have you heard the theory that the towers are still standing, that it's all an illusion
set up by David Copperfield?
Yeah, no, we've read that one.
Howard, this is a serious subject.
I don't know, Chris.
Howard, you may not want to touch this on the air, but for yourself, I know you're intelligent people.
Chris, I got to go. You're making my head explode.
They're taking the word of a guy who just came out of the building and is dazed. You know,
this proof.
He could actually know what occurred in that building. He might have been confused by all the events.
Howard, this proof on the internet.
It's been proven.
It's destroying us.
2 minutes till the special as we get down.
You may not want to get into that on the air. You probably know this stuff, but it's so sensitive.
Yeah,
we won't discuss it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it on the air. My personal life, I'll get into it. All right, listen, we are about to go to this. So let me just say that it was suggested by many of our fans on the internet work and some of the other websites. Also, there was a tremendous amount of email generated for it. We didn't say, what's your opinion on what we should do on 9/11? It was just that everyone said, now that you have the tapes on 9/11, would you replay what happened? And the setting was, we were on the air at K-Rock, and we were, talking about, as we said, Pam Anderson. Someone put on the TV, and we started to watch this thing, and we didn't really know what was going on at the time. So you're going to hear a lot of anger in our voices. You're going to hear us saying a lot of things that, you know, we just didn't know what was going on. So keep that in mind. But this will be a remembrance to all those who died, and to keep the public aware that what happened. Osama bin Laden is still out there. He still hasn't been caught. He's the one responsible for these attacks, for orchestrating these attacks.
He's celebrating the day by putting out tapes of himself planning the attack.
That's right. And Artie says, please don't forget about Beer League. He's really very, very callous, only thinking about his own career.
That's ridiculous. Don't say that.
Artie-Lang.
The other date we have to remember is 9/15.
Right. All right, yes, right, of course. And here it is. Here's what happened that day. We remember those who perished.
Ah.
Never come close to discovering the true nature of his world until now.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Open your eyes.
We were just walking around in some kind of fog. I think we're all in a trance. We're walking around like zombies. I don't think we're even aware of ourselves or our own reaction to things. We're just going around all day like unconscious machines, and meanwhile there's all of this rage and worry and uneasiness just building up and building up inside us.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. A dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Chuck, you must keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole. I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth.
I want to live a real life. I want to dream any longer.
I think it's because if we allowed ourselves to see what we do every day, we might just find it too nauseating. In the way we treat other people. You know, every day, several times a day, I walk into my apartment building, the doorman calls me Mr. Gregory, and I call him Jimmy. All right, what's the difference between that and the southern plantation owner who's got slaves? See, I think that an act of murder is committed in that moment when I walk into that building. You notice here's a dignified, intelligent man, a man of my own age. And when I call him Jimmy, then he becomes a child and I'm an adult because I can buy my way into the building.
We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
The civilization, which leaves so many of its citizens unsatisfied and drives them into revolt, either has or deserves the prospect of a lasting existence.
Let me tell tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is?
Everything in this world is magic, except for the magician.
We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money? And that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no?
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something is actually strange.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the streets. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
There's no way out. God, can't you see?
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth?
It's a nightmare!
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Shattering the grand illusion.
It is real.
They're moving in herds. They do move in herds.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Do you know a lot of New Yorkers who keep talking about the fact that they want to leave but never do? I think that New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves, and the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride in this thing they've built. They've built their own prison, and so they exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they no longer have, having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they've made, or to even see it as a prison.
Or to even see it as a prison.
Hi, this is Errol C., and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.